News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Okay, nearly 3 out of 4 parents are unable to secure places for their children at Ireland's most oversubscribed second level schools. The most heavily in demand schools are in South Dublin, where as little as 20% of applicants are successful. We're joined by Barbara Ennis, principal of Alexandra College, Milltown. Barbara, is it the same in your school? Is there a kind of a 20% success rate for applicants?
It would be a little bit higher than that. So we would have a waiting list for our incoming first years, but it wouldn't be as high as what you're saying. I believe in local schools who are non-fee charging, the waiting lists are higher.
Why is there such demand, do you think, for schools?
Well, I mean, there's been a demographic bulge over the last 3 years. And that's due to lessen over the next coming years as the birth rate for that age group is not as high as for the current age group. So that's the main reason, because of the demographic bulge.
Okay. What's your admission policy? How do you decide who gets into the school and who doesn't?
Okay, well, the new Admissions Act, which was brought into force in 2018, makes it very clear that you have to have an open application policy where you send a notification out to those who've shown an interest and you make it available on your website, you know, to let it be known that the open application is open. There's a window in October of about 2 weeks where people can apply. And then once we get all the applicants in by our closing date, we then allocate places according to our admissions policy. So our admissions policy is boarders first, then our junior school students, then members of the Protestant faith, and then other applicants after that.
So it doesn't matter if people live in the locality or not?
No, that's not one of the criteria.
With respect, is that not a problem if we have people coming from outside the area into school? We're trying to reduce commutes. We're trying to reduce the amount of time people spend in cars. I mean, I presume if you went back 50 years ago, most people went to their local schools. Is that not a difficulty? Is that not an issue?
It is. It most definitely is. But at the same time, we have to follow, the needs of the school. Being a boarding school, it's essential that we fill our boarding places first. So we allocate 30 boarding places in first year every year. What do you mean as of?
Out of how many?
Out of 104.
Okay, so about 30%, right? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that, as I said, it's junior school students. We have a junior school attached to our senior school. And after that, then, because our ethos is Church of Ireland, it's the Protestant community. Then after that, we have, applicants who apply in the local area. And people who have come to Ireland from abroad as well will apply, and they will fall in under heading number 4.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way around this? I mean, obviously more school places would help.
I think it's a temporary problem, and the question of expanding your school can always be asked, but that's not something that we want to do because we already have a big school. We've got 650 in the secondary school, and we do not want to expand and make it any bigger because it changes the whole atmosphere and feel of the school. So we want to keep our numbers around 600, 650. And if you increase, forgetting about the effect it'll have on the atmosphere, you're then going to be left with a school that's too big when the demographic bulge begins to recede.
Have you come under pressure from the department to increase your numbers?
No, we haven't. We have not.
Okay. I understand the point you're making. I mean, a smaller school is nicer, but if we have huge waiting lists, is there an argument that says, well, actually, you know what, if every school added 10% or 20% to their numbers, it would help things?
Well, that would be a fair enough argument if this problem were going to continue. But looking at the birth rates, that's not going to continue, not going to be a problem. Having said that, though, with many people coming into Ireland to settle, you know, it may be a longer term problem. But it's, you can't just simply increase the size of your school overnight, because you have to increase your number of classrooms. Sure. You've got to, you know, get new teachers.
No, not straightforward. Absolutely. No,
no, it's not.
Accept that. No. Listen, Barbara, as always, thank you for talking to us. Barbara Ennis there, Principal of Alexander College in Milltown in Dublin 6. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know your take on all this. Is it an issue you've had as parents? 087 1400 106. Tell us your stories this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.